As well as using exercise to help you regain control of your body, it's also worth looking at your sleeping and eating. With chronic pain, it's very common for these basic aspects of life to be affected, and this can increase hopelessness and helplessness. So working on these areas is another way that you can gain a greater sense of control. Improving your sleeping and eating may also help you to feel less weary, and with that may also come less depression and irritability. A healthier body may mean less pain as well. On the eating front, your goal should be to eat regular, nutritionally balanced meals. Some people, for example those who suffer abdominal pain or migraine, may benefit from specialist dietary advice, but there is no evidence that any particular foodstuff is of special importance for most people with chronic pain. However, if pain significantly restricts your activity level, you may need to limit your intake of calories. Weight problems are not uncommon among people with chronic pain, and this can put extra demands on the back and on joints, and it doesn't help self-confidence either. Pay particular attention to foods that are high in sugars and fats, reducing them rather than trying to cut them out completely. In terms of sugar, cakes, biscuits, puddings, sweets, chocolates, and non-diet versions of fizzy drinks often contribute unnecessary calories. As for fats, they can creep into our meals in pastries and puddings, in meat and cheese, and in the sauces we put on our food, as well as the butter or margarine that we put on our bread and vegetables. You can be pleased with yourself if you try to replace saturated fats with unsaturated ones. This is good for your general health. But unsaturated oils and fats provide the same calories as saturated ones, so they can still contribute to weight problems. On the sleeping front, pain interferes because when the brain receives pain signals, its natural response is to wake us up, because our brains assume that if there is pain, there must be damage. It's a basic survival mechanism, but with chronic pain, it's no use to us at all. Because of pain, you may have difficulty getting to sleep. You may find that you keep waking up or wake up early, and then have difficulty getting back to sleep. Your sleep routine may have become chaotic, with a lot of variation in the time you go to bed, or you may sleep so much during the day that you have a problem with sleeping at night. If any of these things are true for you, here are some ideas for you to consider which may help you to improve the situation. 1. Discuss the situation with your doctor or nurse in case medication issues may be relevant. Some people, for example, find that short-acting painkillers taken during the day can run out, thus making the nights more difficult. 2. Ask yourself whether your bed could be made more comfortable, and pay particular attention to making sure that your hands and feet are kept warm. 3. If your sleep routine has become all mixed up, you will need to shift it back towards a routine where you go to bed and wake up at more regular times. 4. Make gradual changes rather than attempting dramatic ones. If you've been going to bed at 3 in the morning, first try shifting your bedtime to 2:30 rather than to 10 o'clock. 5. Try to establish a quiet routine during the hours before bedtime. Avoid stimulating activities and stimulating drinks like coffee and tea. 6. Avoid the temptation to use alcohol as a nightcap. A warm, milky drink is better. 7. Some people find aromatherapy oils or lavender can be helpful. 8. If you are having difficulty getting to sleep or going back to sleep, try not to get agitated. Get up for a short while, and then when you feel more tired, go back to bed. 9. Above all, don't view your sleep problem as a huge difficulty. That will only make you more alert. Tell yourself it doesn't matter. A good rest can be as good for you as sleep. Finally, you could try making use of relaxation strategies, such as those found in later tracks of this recording. You could listen to the last track of this recording to help you get to sleep.